What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
In my not so humble opinion, Donnie, this is the best weekend, maybe other than the NCAA tournament, the first weekend in all of American sports. It's the divisional playoffs in the NFL. And gentlemen, we have an all-time quarterback matchup. The Savvy Old News Hound did a little bit of research today. And I was curious about this because we've talked about it this week, limits, was the nature of this quarterback matchup, Lamar against Josh Allen. And has there ever been a quarterback matchup like this in the playoffs? Here's the first part of that question. MVP finishers 1-2, and I know the MVP announcement is always like later on, like around the Super Bowl, or I don't remember, but we going into the playoffs.
Weekend of the Super Bowl.
But in history, how many times have quarterbacks who finished 1-2 in the MVP also met in a playoff game? How many would you guess?
I feel
in the Super Bowl era.
I feel like there had to have been one of those matchups between. Are you saying just in this round specifically, or
a playoff game period?
I feel like there had to have been one of the Brady Manning matchups.
Limitless wonder, how many times in the Super Bowl era have the guys who finished 1-2 in MVP, quarterbacks who finished 1-2 in MVP, met in a playoff game?
I'm going to say twice. I think one of the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady occurrences, and I think there might have been a Marino season where he might have faced off against somebody in that case.
6 times prior to this one.
Oh wow!
Because you know they're going to finish 1-2.
Now, do they count 2003 when McNair and Manning split, and then Brady was the next one?
Well, that's a good question. We could count that one too. These were the 1-2s. Mahomes against Hurts in the 22 Super Bowl. Matt Ryan against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Manning and Brady had won the 2013 AFC Championship game. Manning against Drew Brees in the 09 Super Bowl. They finished 1-2 in MVP. Ken Anderson against Joe Montana in the 81 Super Bowl. And here's the granddaddy of them all. 1969 playoff game, Roman Gabriel against Joe Capp, otherwise known as Joe Kopp, former
horse.
Producer
the
here.
Catfish.
The original horse.
The original horse.
How about that? Here's my second question, Donnie. I don't have a full answer for this one, but these two guys, Allen and Lamar, have combined for 86 touchdowns this year, running and throwing. Has there ever been, and I didn't get enough research done, but I had a hard time finding it. I'll put it this way. I only found one matchup in the Super Bowl year, and I'm sure there's more. Don't get me wrong. One matchup at any level of the playoffs where the two quarterbacks combined for more touchdowns than 86. Anybody with a guess?
One matchup in history where quarterbacks
had more combined touchdowns than these two guys going into this game.
Would it have been like a Jackson and Mahomes. Well, no, that would have been last
My
year.
My guess, I don't know who's on the other side of it, but when Peyton Manning threw for what, 51 touchdown passes?
55. Okay. That's a wonderful one,
2013.
Donnie. But Brady didn't hold up his end of the bargain. They only combined for 81 touchdowns. These guys have 86. Mahomes and Hurts combined for 80. But there was one matchup in 2018 where the two quarterbacks combined for 91 touchdowns. And it was Mahomes and Brady.
Goff.
Mahomes and Andrew Luck. How about that? Of course, Mahomes had 54 of those, I think. 52 of those.
He didn't break Peyton's record.
And Luck had like 39 touchdowns that year combined. How about that, Donnie?
I would have guessed it was Mahomes and Brady when you said 2018.
Moral of the story, this is an all-time great matchup. When you combine style of play, like just the eye candy of watching these guys play, I'm going to say in my lifetime, I don't think there's ever been a better quarterback matchup in terms of just sheer spectacularness, if that's a word. I think this is the one.
Moral of the story, you need a great quarterback to be able to get to this point and win at this point.
That's not a bad point there, Limitless Wonder. Who's winning our predictions? Tell us.
The winner of the regular season pick title was me!
I like that call. What was your record?
Woo! I went 52-47 over the course of the year.
Yeah.
Let's go. And Joe, you went 48-51. Donnie had the exact same record at 48-51.
Donnie, you were like the Steelers down the stretch. You had a 7-game lead on me at one point.
See, I feel like I was really bad in the middle.
What it was?
Yeah, I was bad in the middle. You passed me up.
How about the first round of the playoffs? Oh, Limitless
traded
Wonder.
Traded blows.
Yeah, we did.
Donnie and Joe went 2-4. I went 3-3 last week.
What is wrong with us, Donnie?
We have to go apart.
Over 500 here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bounce back this week. Give us a game.
All right. Let's start it off right now with the Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. It's an 8-point spread favoring Kansas City.
Am I starting here? I'm going to go with Kansas City to cover this. Mahomes is just a monster in the playoffs. We saw one of the graphics earlier. The guy does not lose, and normally in early playoff games for them, which is the divisional round, they usually win big. They take care of business. When 15 in red is at home in the playoffs, or when he's on the road, he proved it last year, somebody has to make sure. He's like Michael Myers. You got to make sure the guy is dead before he's out of the playoffs. Until then, I'm not going to believe it. Kansas City wins this one by, I think, 10+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, we just saw that graphic up there. In the divisional round, Patrick Mahomes is 6-0 with 13 touchdowns and no interceptions. Having said that, this could be the hidden vigorish, as the great Bob Prince used to say. At some point, it's got to end. I think the Chiefs will win. I think the Texans are a team that caught a little something here. I think last week they looked pretty dominant. I think C.J. Stroud is really good. I'm a little worried about Mixon going into this game with an injury, but their defense is fast and destructive. And they beat the Bills this year, and they played the Chiefs to a one-score game in Kansas City a few weeks back. I also wonder about this long layoff for the Chiefs. I'm picking the Texans to cover. Limits?
I'm doing the same exact thing. 8 points is a lot. I know it's in Kansas City. The game that they played earlier this year makes me think that the Chiefs have a slight advantage, but the rest factor of being off 25 days for Patrick Mahomes and others, it's sticking with me. The Chiefs will win, but I see it being either a field goal or a touchdown game, so the Texans will cover.
Next.
Washington at Detroit. The Lions are favored by 9.5.
I'm going to take Washington here. I think that they can be the, maybe not the Cinderella team, because I think the Lions win the game and will host the NFC Championship, but I think they can keep this close. I think it has potential to where this ends up being the show stealer of the weekend. I think the Saturday night game could be a lot better than what it's getting credit, even though right now it's the one with the biggest line. I will take Washington getting those points.
There's a little part of me that wonders if Jared Goff has another blow-up game in him. It's very unfair of me, but I don't trust him. I don't trust him. He's had those, remember the 5-interception game he had this year? I think they won the game.
It was in Houston, yeah.
But I'm going to disregard that for now. I, too, think this will be a very competitive game. However, I think in the end, it'll be like a 4-point game, and the Lions will stick a late touchdown and cover. I'm going Lions.
I think the magic will run out for Washington. The Lions are a dominant team. They're playing at home. They've been so good at Ford Field. They will run away with it and win by 2 scores. Let's go to the college game quickly. Ohio State is favored by 8 points against Notre Dame. I think we all know who Donnie's going with.
Yeah, I'm taking that all day. I said last week that I felt like Texas was the only team left that could have beaten Ohio State. They gave them a hell of a game, and then they ran a toss on their goal
line. To Cordarrelle Patterson, as I recall.
With a chance to even things up. I think Ohio State will just smother Notre Dame in this one.
I'm thinking about a game. I saw Booger McFarland yesterday on PTI reminding me of Miami-Penn State. That's the game he compared it to all those years ago where Penn State shocked the world. I think Notre Dame's going to come out with a little leprechaun magic here and a lot of physical football. And I might be crazy, but that Michigan game still stands out in my memory banks. I'm going to take I'm going to take Notre Dame to spring the upset, Donnie.
To win?
Why not? Yeah, to win outright. Thank you, Limits. We have to hurry now.
Yeah, that's not happening. Ohio State will win, as unfortunate as it is. I think Penn State would have kept it close, but thank you for
not. Are they
going
to cover?
Yeah, they'll cover. They'll win it by 2 scores.
Next.
Probably 2 touchdowns. Rams at the Eagles, 6.5, Philadelphia.
I'm going to go with Philly here. I know this looks like a sizable spread. L.A. looked impressive on Monday night. The way that Philly is able to play defensively has me thinking that if they get up on the Rams, they will just put them away and put them out of their misery. Like they can just sit on a team and just work them to a point where they win a game by 2 touchdowns. So maybe it almost looks like what happened when the Steelers went there. And I don't always like bringing regular season matchups into the equation, but the Eagles won big in L.A., earlier this year.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr.
Very
Hester.
Very kindly. Fan 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Yeah, man, the Rams are game. I love Sean McVay, but I think in the end, the Eagles are just too physically powerful.
Give me the Rams. Finally, Ravens, Bills. Donnie, who wins? It's a 1-point spread for the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens to win this game on the road. It would be the biggest win of Lamar Jackson's career. He always has some sort of holdup in the playoffs, and he's trying to get back to the AFC championship game. So for the people in Buffalo, the snow game, they're going to be going through flaming tables like Neanderthals. Baltimore's going to go in there and win the game. I think they get it done. Give me the Ravens.
My head is telling me the Ravens, because I don't think the Bills can stop that powerful of a run game. I don't. They are. They're light on defense, as Kostos was saying. But they have three guys back who weren't there when the Ravens beat them the first time around. My heart's telling me the Bills, my parents, my loved ones who have suffered greatly with the Bills over the years, they deserve this. And somehow, some way, Josh Allen is going to have the game of his life and it's going to be good enough. I'm going with the Bills.
I am a believer in Buffalo to win
it
and go all the way to the Super Bowl.
I like it. Limits. Thank you.
I got your back.
Limit, or Donnie, you will be thinking of me, won't you, though?
Hoping I will always think of you,
Bink, Joe. And Evie, my 90-some-year-old parents back in Buffalo, that they get to see one time the Bills get to a Super Bowl.
I'll be thinking of Aunt Viv.
Win the Super Bowl. They've seen him get there. Yeah, Aunt Viv, too. Yep. All of them.
I will always think of you, Joe.
Thank you, Donnie. This was a great, great day, Donnie Football Friday, and a great week, and it's going to be an amazing weekend. Good night, Limits.
Good night.